My, my. So, you are the guest that has the whole forest abuzz with excitement. To think it took us this long to meet. Normally, I'd have met with you practically the day you arrived. But, well, these are strange times we live in. Even setting aside your injuries. I do hope that my people took good care of you, my dear. They did? I'm glad. I take a lot of pride in how the elves of the forest carry themselves. After all, I am the one that delivers the teachings of the goddess unto them. Tell me, human, do you know who I am? Yes, that is correct. I am the High Priestess of the Forest Elves. My name is Halimede. It is a pleasure to meet you. It is my duty to carry out the will of the goddess and to lead my people. How strange to think that mere years ago, a human like yourself, why, you would hardly be welcome here. And yet here you are, standing before me. Oh, I do apologize if that came across as rude. It was not my intent. I was simply musing on how the world has changed. Your kind, and ours, we have a lot of history. Perhaps you are aware, or perhaps not. I do not know of your background. What I do know, however, is that you have repaid the kindness shown by the elves of the forest. Many would take our offerings and then simply walk away. But you, you stayed with us. You helped us, even with just simple, mundane tasks. In these trying times, we've needed all the help we can get. It is quite notable, to say the least. The war that raged across this land until recently, well, it seems it has taken quite a toll on everybody. It has created unexpected friendships. Here, will you take my hand and walk with me? Good. I would like to take you away from prying eyes. I've got a private office in the back of the temple. We can talk more comfortably there. Is something the matter? You are blushing rather intensely. Oh, I see. Are you embarrassed because I'm taller than you? My body is merely a blessing that the goddess has bestowed upon me. You'll come to understand in due time. Now, come along then, my dear. That's right. Good girl. My office isn't too far in the back. For all the good works that the goddess's children may do, well, to be quite honest, they still do love to chatter about affairs that do not concern them. Here we are. Go on in. Take a seat at my desk. I'll get this. Make yourself comfortable. I wanted to talk to you about something, human. But first, a question. You said that the others are taking good care of you. Of course, I trust that our good doctor would. She always had a soft spot for your kind. but how about the other residents? I see. They started off cool, but warmed up to you. That is expected. Tell me something else. Do they seem to have any other particular interests in you? I promise, whatever you tell me, we'll never leave this room. I see. So, it is like that, then. Even the good doctor herself. We elves, that is, the elves of the forest, specifically, we are quite in tune with the natural order of the world. Even though I have not given the direction from the goddess herself, their instincts, and they seem to have picked up on the difficulty of our situation. Do you know of the struggles that this land faced, human? Do you know of the damage caused by the succubus queen before she was defeated? I see. The war was not kind to you either, then. For us elves, we were particular targets of the queen's agents. We have a natural beauty given to us by the goddess. She would spirit away our people and twist them into her soldiers. It was a terrible time, one I'd rather not spend much time recounting, but it is relevant to our conversation. Suffice it to say, our numbers are far lesser than they were before the war. We have also been spending countless months trying to mend the forest and cleanse it of the corruption that was left behind. Though we've been largely successful, you will still encounter corrupted glades full of plants that induce lust. With all that said, I think our people instinctively understand our plight. That is why they've taken such an interest in you in such intimate ways. Thank you for your honesty, by the way. I already knew of such affairs, but I want to hear it from your lips. Consider it a test of character. Oh, please, don't take that the wrong way. As I said, we've got quite a history with humans, and quite a history with their duplicitous dealings. If you were in my position, you would be just as defensive. I have my flock to take care of, after all. Or is it perhaps that you're embarrassed? Such acts are part of nature, my dear. There is no need to fret. So, during all of these private moments, have you noticed that the other elves were avoidant when it came to certain activities? Yes, as I thought. They're all too eager to give the rest of themselves, aren't they? Except for that which is most precious. My people have warmed up to you quite a bit. They clearly change on you. But even if they have this interest, they know they can't act on it. Why, even the doctor showed such restraint and discipline with you. There is a reason for that. I have been standing for so long, hovering over you. Pardon me while I take a seat. Is there something wrong with me sitting on the edge of my desk? I do so prefer much more personal interactions. Even just sitting across a desk from someone, it feels so detached in a way. Now, as I was saying, there's a reason that they're avoidant. And that is that they need my permission. Or, to be more clear, they need the blessing of her goddess before they may partake of such experiences. Even if they know we need to foster a new life in our lands, shall we say, the seed may not be planted without the goddess being consulted. And I am sure a very many of them are interested in just that. So, I had you brought to me. I needed to meet the human that has everyone excited. Spirits haven't been this high in a long time. Why don't I just cut right to the chase? Are you enjoying your time living with us? Good. Then, would you like to stay with us? You seem to have made no efforts to leave the village. Why, you seem to have even begun to settle in. Your wounds are largely healed. Judging from your appearance, why, you could leave within the next week, if you so desired. Ada, is there a catch? Oh, I'm sure you understand what's next on my mind. We are long-lived. We keep our population steady enough to maintain this land, replenishing it only in times of need. Our kind do not reproduce much on our own. We have always relied on other races in our times of need. This is a time of need. I am asking you, human, if you're willing to stay with us and grant us what we need most. Ada, not even the slightest hesitation. I knew there was a reason that you had begun to settle in. I can't simply send you out into the village just like that. No, I have a duty, you see. I need to continue to test you. It falls to me to make sure that you are fit to provide for my people. And in order to do that, you need to provide for me first. Do you understand what I'm saying? Good. Then stand up. Today, before the goddess herself, I shall partake of your companionship. We will share each other's delights, both physically and emotionally. Good girl. Close your eyes and submit to me. Submit to the goddess's judgment. Your heart is racing. Are you surprised at my ability? I've been around for centuries upon centuries. This is not the first time that my people have had to go through such trials. I have more than enough experience to set your passions ablaze. You know, the other races, they consider us to be simple and perhaps cold. That could be nothing further from the truth. They simply have not gotten to know us. Perhaps that is because we do not let many of them close. But I am all too happy to show you the joys and passions of the elves. You may put your hands on me if you so desire. I saw how you looked at me. You were surprised when you first saw me, weren't you? The blessing of the goddess gave me this body. Her bounty made me so rich and full. And the goddess would like nothing more than for her bounty to be enjoyed by the peoples of this land. Here, put your hand here. Feel your fingers sink into my soft, meaty thighs. There you go. Good. Let me put my arms around you and embrace you. Place your head on my chest. Feel the warmth of my body. If you are worthy, this is what we can offer to you every day. So, shall we retire to my personal chambers? I'd rather not turn my office into a mess. Good. I'm glad we're on the same page. Then, take my hand, and I will bring you to heaven. I do hope you find my accommodations to your taste. My bed is practically as soft as I am, and the walls are such that none will hear our cries of delight. Now, I want to see what a human like you has to offer me. Yes, I am asking you to strip down for me. Don't get shy now. It's far too late for that. Lovely. It has been quite some time since I have laid my eyes on another like this. I dare say that you are quite to my liking. The shape of your body, and when I was holding you, raw scent. It is unlike anything in the forest. It is intoxicating in its own way. Ah, yes. I suppose that I should return the favor then. Of course, I'm hardly clothed in the first place, aren't I? My holy garments leave little to the imagination. Here, give me your hands. Push them up underneath the fabric covering my breasts. Can you feel my hard nipples? They're already staining my clothes with my milk. And if you reach down here, are you surprised? How did you think that I was going to test a cute girl like you? Judging by the look on your face, my cock must be bigger than any you've seen before. My dear, this is just another of the goddess's blessings. Now imagine laying beneath my soft, thick body while I plunge my hard cock deep inside of you, over and over again, stretching you out. The two of us entwined in each other's arms, mating like animals. Are you surprised at how vulgar I am? I told you, forest elves are in tune with nature. Our regal beauty belies the bestial nature underneath. Much like the canopy of a forest shields a prowling cougar. Now, give me your body. Let me mate with you as much as I desire. I will pour every last drop of my seed inside of you. Give me everything you have, and perhaps you'll be suitable to breed with the rest of the village. You'll spend your days indulging in all the delights that we elves have to offer. You're so tight. I feel like I can hardly fit inside of you. There we go. That feels so good. It's been so long. You're so tight. I want to go deeper. Bit by bit, with every stroke, shoving my cock deeper inside of you. Look. If you look at your tummy, you can just barely see the bulge of my fat cock pushing it up and stretching you out. Imagine what it'll look like when I go even deeper. Goddess, you're so wet. You're so tight. The way your pussy squeezes down on me. How does it feel having me inside of you? Judge by the look on your face, you can't get enough of my huge cock. God. You're such a good girl. Yes, you're such a good girl. Yes. Good girl. Around me. Oh, yes, and there you go. And then I'm going to fuck you like an animal. You're tightening up so much. The moment I spit up, you feel your pussy tightening around me. Oh, I feel so good. Being inside you feels so good. You're such a good girl, yes. Yes. Oh, it's so deep. With your legs around me, even deeper. Look at the bulge in your tummy, stretching me out. Good girl. Yes, such a good girl. Oh. so hard to hold back. Oh, but it's so hard. Oh, you feel so good around me. So good. Oh, good girl. I don't know how much longer I can hold back. You just feel too good. Oh, you feel too good. And you're tightening down around me so much. You must want it so bad too, don't you? Oh, you must want my gum so bad. Are you ready then? Are you ready for me to come? Good. I'm gonna come. I'm not gonna hold back. Are you ready? Oh, you feel so good. Oh, you feel so good. I'm gonna come inside you so bad. I'm gonna pour so much cum inside of you. Oh, you feel good. You feel so good around me. Oh, you're so tight. The time I'm done with you, I'm gonna make you pregnant. I'm gonna breed you so much. I'm coming. Oh, goddess, you feel so good. Oh, you feel so good around me. I came so much. Look, it's gushing out of you. You feel so good. So good. 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 Such a good girl. I need to catch my breath. That was incredible. I do think you've passed the test. I have half a mind to take you for another round of testing, or perhaps three, but I'd rather you not break so early into your stay. If you are going to perform your new duties for the rest of the village, I'm going to need you to be in top shape. Do you understand? Good. I think, though, that I will have you stay at the temple with me. You're far too precious to us. Perhaps your visit may have even been a blessing from the goddess herself. If that is the case, it'd be best to have you by my side. What about the doctor? I see. You became attached to her while she took care of you, didn't you? Perhaps, before I make your position in our village public knowledge, I could bring you to her in private. I take it that she was rather attached to you as well. I see. If it weren't for her taking you in, you wouldn't be here in the first place. And that deserves a reward of its own. Do bear in mind that at least for the time being, you've agreed to provide for the entirety of our peoples. From what I understand, humans often choose a single companion for life, do they not? Given the lifespan of elves, that is not the case for us. I do hope that Such an arrangement doesn't trouble you. Though, perhaps, when this is all said and done, you'll be able to just settle down with whoever your heart desires. I'm sure that our beloved doctor will be happy to have you. Or maybe at the end of it all, someone else may catch your fancy. Maybe even myself. After all, we are going to be spending plenty more time together, my dear. Now, why don't we get some rest? The coming days will be full of excitement, to say the least. Here, come closer to me. Put your arms around me and close your eyes. You've earned this rest, your reward for all of your efforts today is to indulge my warm embrace and drift off to sleep with me. Close your eyes, and I'll stroke your hair, and you can fall asleep listening to the sound of my breathing. this with me.